Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of January 21st, 2023. Happy New Year to all our listeners. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This weekend is a respite care weekend here at Camp Courageous, a time in which parents and guardians can bring their loved ones with special needs to the camp on Friday night and come back on Sunday afternoon and pick them up. Many beautiful activities to do at Camp Courageous, along with having an incredible staff. And when the weather's a little marginal, there's the therapeutic and lap indoor swimming pools. There's the gym, bowling, laser tag, and lots more. So a fun weekend in store for all the campers. Camp's travel program has been busy. They attended a University of Iowa men's basketball game last weekend, and they're making plans on February 13th through the 17th to head to San Francisco. If you have a camper that's interested in such a trip, get a hold of Camp Courageous through our website or by phoning Camp Courageous. This trip will be going February 13th through the 17th. They'll be attending events at Alcatraz, Napa Valley, the Golden Gate Bridge, and lots more. Fun trip, and just get a hold of us if you know a camper that'd be interested in such a trip. The following message comes from a second year physical therapy student who helped out volunteering during Respite Care Weekend. Taylor writes, "It is always easy to assume individuals who face physical and cognitive challenges are limited in their ability to participate in normal activities. After this weekend experience, I realized that physically and cognitively challenged individuals can't participate in any activities with the right adaptations." So we appreciate that message from Taylor Hansen. Camp Courageous is now hiring spring and summer staff for 2023. If you have any interest or you know somebody that might be interesting, take a look at our website at campcourageous.org. There's summer sessions, spring sessions, and respite care weekends. We appreciate the Hope Lutheran Church in Cedar Rapids giving Camp Courageous the opportunity to give a program to them last week. A wonderful group of ladies, and we had just a great time. If you or some group that you're a part of would like a program about Camp Courageous, we'd be happy to give one at any hour of any day. Just get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous. Since Camp Courageous is run without government support, formal sponsorship, or paid fundraisers, it is as much about saving money as it is about fundraising. One example would be our solar, which saves Camp Courageous over $100,000 a year in electrical bills. Another is Camp's mailings. Going back way over 40 years ago, we had a relationship with direct mail. We had direct mail cards that we would bring to Cedar Rapids, and there Fred Korpstein at Direct Mail Services would process those for the camp and produce Cheshire labels that we put on all of our newsletters and all of our mailings. Now Fred and Mary's son, Joel Korpstein, provide this incredible service for free. Here's Joel Korpstein talking about his relationship with Camp Courageous.
My name is Joel Korpstein. I'm with mailing services. I've owned it for 35 years. I happen to be on a JMP cycle ride. They were sponsors of Camp Courageous. I believe they still are. And John Parham, the owner, was my good friend, and we went on the rides oftentimes together. And the one day we just happened to ride up, Charlie was out there as usual, and I went up to Charlie and said, "Oh, by the way, you know that's what I do. I'd like to help you with your newsletter." And that's how the relationship started. We probably produce in about 2 hours on the production side for addressing. There obviously is pre-press, which is getting your list, sorting it, making sure things are updated and so forth. We currently sort at a carry route level. So it's in each neighborhood, and it is the lowest postage. And I think prior to that, it was what would be classified as bulk mail, but the postage is substantially lower. Everything's barcoded, carries a barcode for speed. And so it is now done in an automated sense. So these things all hit a machine. They're not hand sorted. They go on a flat sorter. It saves the camp at least probably 2 to 3 days in timing at the post office prior to delivery. So you get the almost first-class speed. We do have national accounts. I have some government contracts. We take on generally the Midwest. Mail is still a pretty cheap way of producing and getting your message across to people. So you can communicate to your end client, whether it's a marketing piece or it's an appeal piece. It's still pretty cheap.
A huge thank you to Joel Korpstein and the Mailing Services in Cedar Rapids for being such huge friends of Camp Courageous. Camp's largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, continues to go strong. Located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 to noon. Run 100% on volunteers and the goodness of people bringing things for this group to sell and all those folks that come out and buy. Camp Courageous also has a little mini winter sale in the camp's main lodge. It's going now through March, and it's open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and the first Saturday each month from 9 to noon. So come on out to camp and check us out. Memorials this past week, Dorothy Pingo, 96 of Loudoun, passed away, longtime donor. Patrick Henry Bevins, 76 of Independence, passed away. Once again, great supporters. Also our good friend Leroy Westemeyer, 81 of Jessup, longtime Knights of Columbus up there, great supporters of the camp. And Camp Courageous was deeply saddened with the passing of Jerry Groom. Jerry was a great, wonderful veteran, three tours of Vietnam, really big in the veterans of foreign wars, VFW, the American Legion, so much more. Our sincere sympathy goes out to Jerry's wife, Ann. The need of the week is black Sharpies. We use them in every department, from labeling clothes, to labeling medications, clothes, and so much more. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come, and wish you the very best in 2023. Stay healthy and make it a New Year's resolution to come visit Camp Courageous in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.